Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our house. Welcome to the BFD Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by ScoutFantasy.com. I'm your host, as always, Joe Jefferson. As always, joined by my co-host, Dave Terpoli, affectionately known as Dave Terp in these parts. Week 9 in the books. We're heading into week 10 of the NFL season, and that is sort of the stretch run for fantasy football. So really exciting show with week 9 in the books. Lots to talk about roster construction, free agent news, who you should be picking up on your teams to improve your teams, some daily advice, give you an idea of what we saw last week, as well as some game previews for next week. So we've got a great show lined up for you. Thank you so much for those listening live and those downloading later. We genuinely appreciate your support. Again, for those who haven't, get on over to Scout Fantasy now. What are you waiting for? It's only $12. You join up for a month, it's $12. And if you use my promo code BFD16, that's BFD16, you'll get 3 free months. And that'll carry you, obviously, through the remainder of the NFL playoffs and the rest of the fantasy football season. You can cancel that at any time. So please get on over and support us. We've got lots of great advice from tons of great experts who win at fantasy football, not just in season long, but also in daily formats. So please do get on and remember to get over to scoutfantasy.com and use that promo code BFD16. Without any further ado, we'll get right into the action. I'll invite my co-host to join us, Dave Terp. Dave Terp, of course, still hot, coming off of his six-figure, $100,000 win on FanDuel 2 weeks ago. Dave Terp, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Doing very well. Ready to go.
All right, baby. Glad to have you. Still coming off of that high of the six-figure win, I imagine. Is that reality set in?
Yeah, the reality is set in. Need to get hot again. Last couple of weeks have been average at best. Need to get that, you know, winning streak back.
No doubt. I'm trying to find that same groove, so let's see if we can find it in week 10. Taking a look at, some injury news to kick us off from last week. Well, you know, let's start with any studs or duds. Who did you think made your storylines of week 9?
Number one dud was probably Dez Bryant. I mean, Dallas pretty much controlled every aspect of that game against Cleveland. Dez in an A-plus matchup. One catch, I mean, major, major, major letdown from a fantasy perspective. Studs, the Thursday night game, Mike Evans, Julio Jones. I mean, Matt Ryan being good on the list. I mean, that game was an explosive game for fantasy owners. Great start to your week. I mean, Mike Evans has been heaven sent this year in fantasy football. I mean, the guy is a clear-cut top five, if not top three receiver right now.
No doubt. Dez Bryant, particularly surprising because Dak Prescott is playing his butt off. We've talked about him several times in the show. I love to give you the I told you so when I'm right occasionally. And, you know, I feel like Dak is really coming through. You know, that being said, I think Dez has, you know, got some big days ahead of him, don't you think?
I definitely do, and this week could be one of them against a very suspect Pittsburgh secondary.
No doubt. It's going to be a little bit difficult to predict, but I do suspect Dez will have some big games down the stretch. And, of course, Mike Evans, you know, not a lot to be said there. That guy's just a star, and he's so easy to get the ball to. The guy just dominates, you know, seems to average like low teen targets. So you got to love that. And the guy has a nose for the end zone and the big play over the top. So not a lot to dislike there. Let's get into some injury news from week 9. Jameis Winston should be fine. He is practicing without a brace this week. So he was forced out of the game last week with that knee injury, but I suspect he'll be okay for week 10. And that means great things for Mike Evans moving forward. Looks like Alex Smith is getting through his concussion protocol. Looks like he should return for week 10, I suspect. Not super exciting from a fantasy perspective, but got to be better than the alternative, don't you think?
No, I don't. I mean, I've always been an Alex Smith hater. I actually think from a fantasy perspective, Nick Foles is a better option for the Jeremy Maclin owners, the Travis Kelce owners. I'm not saying he's a better overall quarterback. I don't think he's going to win many games because he is still an average NFL quarterback, but Alex Smith is never going to light it up, even against A-plus matchups. I mean, they played the Saints and he was average. I mean, if you don't light up the Saints this year, I mean, you're not going to light up anybody. So from a fantasy perspective, I like Foles a little bit better, but obviously Alex Smith is their quarterback, and that just means average fantasy, you know, output from the Maclins and the Kelces of the world. They'll be really hard to predict.
I think that's a fair assessment. Tony Romo's back and, doing more this week, but, it seems like the team is hinting they're really going to stick with Dak Prescott, despite some of our fears from the fantasy world that, you know, they may turn back to Tony Romo. You still fear that?
If they do, they're just completely and utterly idiotic. I mean, there's really no way around that whatsoever. Dak Prescott is the MVP of the NFL right now, and that makes me want to throw up because obviously I hate the Cowboys, but just call it the way it is. I mean, he's outplaying ridiculous football right now. I mean, game managing, making plays, I mean, getting everybody involved. Jason Witten this previous week, obviously, you know, not making any big mistakes, and that offensive line keeping him upright. So if they go to Romo, Jerry Jones is dumber than anybody even thought he could be.
Yeah. And, you know, Witten and Dez's production seems to be fairly up and down. Cole Beasley really seems like the most reliable target there. Is that crazy?
Yeah, he's definitely reliable. It's just his ceiling's only so high. I mean, this is a matchup where this week, again, we mentioned earlier on Pittsburgh, not a very good secondary in a game that could be, you know, a little bit of up and down game. So Cole Beasley's definitely a guy to watch this week and probably should lead the team in targets.
You know, Big Ben comes back last week from that knee injury. May not have been 100%, according to some comments by the head coach, Mike Tomlin, this week, you know, saying he was playing a bit conservative and protecting Big Ben. I expect them to let loose a little more this week, don't you?
Yes, I do. Probably one of my favorite matchups of the week on any sort of format. I love Big Ben and Antonio Brown this week. I think most people are going to be scared off him after last week's subpar effort. Very, very good spot against a banged-up Dallas secondary without Claiborne, without Barry Church. I mean, Dallas defense has never excited me as it was. They don't really have a pass rush, so you don't got to really worry about, you know, Big Ben getting hit a lot like you did last week against Baltimore. So most people will ignore him this week. I will not be one of them. I love that matchup.
I like that call, particularly from a daily perspective, that Big Ben AB matchup. With them trying to get back to 100%. Ryan Fitzpatrick sprained MCL. Looks like he's day-to-day. Looking like I think he's practicing today, so should be okay to go for this week. Obviously not super exciting from a fantasy perspective. Let's move on to some running backs. Carlos Hyde still has that no-contact jersey on. Looks like he might be out again this week, even after the bye. Pretty disappointing from a fantasy perspective, particularly because, you know, it's difficult to really get the right handcuff in San Francisco. What do you think make of the 49er backfield?
I mean, Harris is the guy right now. I mean, after an impressive week against the Saints, you would think. But Chip Kelly's an idiot, so you just never know what you're going to get from him. I mean, that team's a stone-cold disaster. I don't know how they ever shut out a team. They were a 1-0 ball squad shutting, you know, the Rams out 28-0 week one and haven't won a game since. So I don't – Harris is a very, very – you know, if you can get him this week, he's probably the number one at it running back. He looked explosive in a couple spots, but, you know, Chip Kelly also likes to spread the ball around. But Harris is the guy, in my opinion. If you're getting somebody this week, he's a guy that if Carlos Hyde doesn't play, which he doesn't look like he's going to – to me, Harris is a must-start, even against the Arizona defense that should beat the piss out of San Francisco.
Yeah, I do agree that it's Harris. I guess my comment was just more that if you were a Carlos Hyde owner, you might not have Harris at this point.
You probably don't have Harris. Why gamble?
Yeah, given that you were chasing some other guys last week, you know? Given that you were chasing some other guys last week, you know what I mean?
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. LeSean McCoy played last week with that hammy. You know, should be okay this week. Let's see. Tampa Bay, you know, kind of a confusing situation. Doug Martin back at practice, I believe, this week. Looks like there's a chance he could come back. Jacquizz Rodgers looking like he's still a ways away. Of course, we know they lost Charles Sims. So that, you know, that backfield, what do you think of that backfield?
It made sense why you weren't on the show last week. It looks like you were suiting up for Tampa Bay last week because, frankly, they don't have a healthy body on that roster. Everybody seems to be banged up. I mean, Ant Smith's out for the season. Peyton Barber is a practice squad player, but average at best. Doug Martin should be back this week. He's practicing. I mean, you just don't know. Doug Martin looks like he's going to be the guy. They got a good matchup this week. So, I mean, that's one to watch, but you don't know how the injury is going to hold up. So it's definitely a really, really, really skeptical situation right now. To me, it's Winston Evans, and Winston Evans. Everybody else is a non-start.
You think all those other running backs are worth holding at this point?
The rosters right now, when it's coming into like the end of the season, end of the regular season, you know, getting close to playoff time. I mean, I don't know. Right now, the only guy Rodgers is the guy I'm looking at, I guess, to keep. But, I mean, man, Doug Martin's the only guy that I think's kind of safe right now. You just don't know what you're going to get. And even if you get it, even if one of them guys are out, I mean, are you really going to depend your season on Peyton Barber? I don't think so.
Yeah. It's tough to hold on to a guy like Peyton Barber when Doug Martin's coming back. And, you know, Jacquizz Rodgers would be the guy if he comes back. And he's probably a couple weeks off, I would think. So, tough to kind of hold on to some of those guys, particularly as we're coming into the stretch run and you got to think about roster construction. You know, heading into week 10 is kind of always my, you know, alarm bell saying, hey, you know, I need to start thinking about roster construction and start getting ready for the playoffs. In an ideal world, I start to think about, hey, my backup quarterback, you know, make sure I got a backup tight end, all those kind of things, making sure that my roster construction is looking pretty tight to make sure I'm as strong as I can be for the playoff push. Even a backup defense on some teams where I've got an extra roster spot, I'm starting to think about. So let's move on to another difficult backfield in Kansas City. Spencer Ware still in that concussion protocol. Chance he comes back this week. What'd you think of West in the lead role? Of course, they brought back Nile Davis to supplement a little bit. Can't imagine he's going to be relevant once Ware comes back. What do you make of that situation?
West disappointed in an A-plus matchup last week against the Jags. I mean, I expected a 20-point fantasy effort, and he barely got 10 to a 12 in some formats. Very, very disappointing. Spencer Ware passed the concussion protocol today, you know, returned to full practice. He should be, you know, systems go for Carolina, who's not as good a defense as most people, you know, think against the run. So I expect him to be a running back one this week, a guy that you're plugging in and using with confidence. If he's back 100% use, I think this is the end of Charkandrick West.
Yeah, I think I agree. Tevin Coleman looking like he's going to be back this week. The guy's been pretty dynamic throughout the season, so you got to think he's a guy who can create some fantasy noise moving forward. Seeing Shane Vereen has a chance to return this season, you buy that at all?
No, not at all. Not even the Giants running back position is by far one of the worst I've seen in NFL, maybe in history. That's
how
bad it is.
By the time,
Paul Kirk,
yeah.
I don't understand how he doesn't touch the ball.
Yeah,
he's the only guy that's used on that team.
Yeah, sorry. So by the time Vereen gets back, I can't imagine he's going to have a chance to really help your team. You know, maybe week 16, you know, something like that might be a playable possibility. Probably not worth an ad yet. Ty Montgomery disappointed last week with a rep count or his sickle cell, you know, acting up. You know, I'm curious to see if he'll get more reps this week. Of course, James Starks, you know, has not been ruled out for this week. It's possible that he could come back this week. What do you make of that Packer backfield?
You better get what you can out of Ty Montgomery before James Starks comes back, because they'll realistically have a true running back in the backfield. So you're just not going to see the, you know, dump offs to Ty Montgomery that you've been seeing. He's been racking up fantasy points the last couple weeks. I wish they would have told fantasy owners last week he was going to be on a snap count, because I know, yeah, in daily he destroyed fantasy teams. I mean, he was 48% owned in some, you know, some formats, which is insane, and just totally disappointed all across the board. That whole team was pretty much a joke against an A-plus matchup in the Colts. So I expect Montgomery to probably get another week out of the running back position. After that, he's going to go back to being a four, you know, wide receiver four with not much upside. So I wouldn't get too excited about that. I would trade him now if I can.
I hope you're right about James Starks. You know, I got to pat myself on the back. I feel like a couple weeks ago I was the only person on the freaking planet adding James Starks, it felt like. So I've got him pretty much everywhere. So if he makes some noise in the stretch run in the playoffs, I'll be in good shape. Let's see. Who else? Thomas Rawls, still not going to play this week. Still needs at least another week to get back into shape. So stay tuned. Definitely worth a speculative ad if he's still out there. Derrick Henry, kind of disappointing. Could miss a couple weeks with this calf strain. You know, probably good things for DeMarco Murray. You know, Derrick Henry's one of those guys that I've been kind of sitting on as a you know, wait-and-see sleeper kind of guy. So a little disappointing that doesn't look like he might come through this fantasy season. I'm still holding on to him through it, though, you know, given his ridiculous high upside if Murray were to get injured in the fantasy playoffs. But that window of opportunity is substantially narrowing. Moving on to some receivers who've got some injuries. Let's see. D'Angelo Williams also having his knee evaluated. Have you heard something on D'Angelo?
It's hard right now because I own D'Angelo Williams in a lot of spots, and, like, you're kind of scared to even think about getting rid of him just because Le'Veon Bell gets hurt. I mean, you're talking about a clear-cut running back one, but, man, it's getting close because, I mean, him being banged up, I mean, active, inactive, a couple of different weeks, I don't know. I mean, it's really hard right now. Just like you said about Derrick Henry, they're gold mines if them guys get hurt above, but they're true gambles right now being on your fantasy roster because they could be taking the spot of somebody that might be able to help you down the stretch.
Yeah, especially when they're injured, it's tougher to hold them. Matt Jones looks like he's going to play this week, but, you know, Gruden's already saying Rob Kelly should get the bulk of the carries. Not a great matchup for them this week, but you like Rob Kelly going forward?
I do. I actually do. I mean, he's a young back with a lot of explosion. I mean, if he holds on to the ball, he could definitely make some noise for that team. I mean, it's not a good matchup this week against Minnesota, obviously, but I think he could put up, you know, a touchdown, maybe 60, 70 yards. So don't get too crazy about it because Kelly's definitely going to help teams down the stretch.
Let's see. Victor Cruz rolled his ankle, might miss a game here. Not hugely fantasy relevant over the last few weeks. Alan Hearns, big goose egg last week with the concussion in the protocol this week. You know, my guess is they're probably not going to rush him back and could be good things for Marquez Lee this week. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, Marquise Lee, you've talked about him a bunch of times on the show. I've never really been a fan of the guy, but he's definitely a guy that's in a good spot this week who, if Hearns misses some time, which it looks like they really don't have much to play for, could be a very, very solid pick this week, Marquise Lee. Could be a sleeper.
You know, Randall Cobb played last week, got back from his hammy, but, you know, I heard he, you know, didn't have any setbacks, should be ready for, a little bit more normal role, I think, and a more expanded role this week. So it might be a great week to be playing Randall Cobb. He kind of salvaged his day with a dunk touchdown, but Randall Cobb might be back a little more to his normal self, and that Packer offense needs it, so. Let's take a look at some other wide receivers. Mike Evans is in that, you know, had that concussion, should be fine. I can't really imagine it's going to affect his gameplay. Love his matchup and love him as a play this week. Eddie Royal has been practicing this week, missed a couple weeks with that turf toe, should be back. You think he's fantasy relevant?
I mean, with Jay Cutler, he's definitely fantasy relevant. It's the question of how healthy is he. I mean, if he's active, I guess you got to maybe gamble with him, but you just saw what Julio Jones and everybody did the Tampa Bay defense on Thursday night last week. So Eddie Royal could be a guy that if he's active and ready, he might be a guy to watch.
Jeremy Maclin's got a groin strain. You know, could be day to day, could be missing a couple weeks here. You expect him to suit up this week?
I mean, it's possible. You know, anything's possible, but he's not a guy I'm starting. There's plenty of other guys that have higher upside that I'm starting right now over Jeremy Maclin, whoever the quarterback is. I mean, he's just not getting the targets that he did last year, and there's just not that many targets to go around because they're not a throwing team. So Kansas City's playing great defense, running the football. That's always been their MO under Andy Reid with Alex Smith. You know, you mix in a little Kelce, mix in a little Macklin. Every once in a while, you get the other guy, but Macklin's not a guy I'm excited about going forward.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a disappointing season. Travis Benjamin with a knee injury, something to watch this week. Let's see. Ladarius Green, you know, looks like he's back and healthy. And, you know, what do you make of the tight end situation in Pittsburgh? Are either of those guys going to be fantasy starters down the stretch?
I mean, I like Ladarius Green, but people have liked Ladarius Green for the last 4 years, 3 years, whatever it was in San Diego. And he's been a flat-out dud. So I don't know how you gamble on any of them right now. Green's going to have to prove a lot for me to, you know, start him with consistency because there's a lot of balls to go around outside Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh, and I think it's going to be a spread-out attack.
You know, just an update on Tevin Coleman. Looked like he missed practice today, making him much more iffy to play this week against your Philadelphia Eagles. Good thing for Freeman, I guess.
Yeah, but Freeman hasn't really taken advantage of it the last 2 weeks. I mean, I expect a lot more from him, especially last week against Tampa Bay, but it's a good matchup against the Eagles this week. I mean, Freeman should get plenty of work. He should get plenty of targets. You know, it's a 20-point upside easily with Freeman.
Just taking a look at some of the practice reports, see if any surprises from today to report to anybody. Any other injury news or anything relevant you want to mention, perhaps, before we move on to some free agents?
CJ Procise, you know, getting a lot of talk from Pete Carroll today. I mean, Christian Michaels kind of hit the wall in Seattle. I mean, and we talked about Thomas Rawls earlier. He's definitely a guy that, you know, is a name to watch this week, especially in free agent circles. He could be a guy that, you know, could take that job and run with it on a team that's ready to make a move in the NFC. So he's definitely a guy to watch. He's healthy now, so definitely a guy to keep your eye on.
All right, let's move on to some free agents. You might be able to help your rosters. If you're looking for some quarterback help, you know, I guess as a backup down the stretch, I'm seeing Joe Flacco available in a lot of spots. I feel comfortable in him as my backup down the stretch, and he's available in a lot of spots. If you need a spot start, I would consider Jay Cutler this week. What do you think?
Like Jay Cutler, I also would consider Carson Wentz this week. Atlanta's going to put up points. They're the highest scoring team in the league, so they're going to throw the ball a ton. So that means, you know, they're going to put up points. Obviously, with Julio Jones and Matt Ryan playing football the way they're playing, the Eagles are going to have to score with them. It's not going to be a low-scoring game. Over-under set at 50, that's a lot of points. So Carson Wentz, you know, should be able to throw the ball against that secondary. We saw what Jameis Winston did, so he's definitely a name that if you're looking for shootout potential, he's definitely a guy that if you need a quarterback with Derek Carr being out, Tyrod Taylor being out, Matt Stafford being out, Andrew Luck being out, definitely a guy that I'd probably put at the top of my list with Jay Cutler.
Yeah, definitely a week to be picking up quarterbacks with so many star quarterbacks buying. And I'll throw out another name. If you're real desperate and all the guys we just mentioned are gone, try Trevor Siemian with the Denver Broncos. Got the New Orleans Saints. I do expect them to have to push the ball a little bit more with the run game kind of sputtering a little bit. You know, I think they want to get that passing game healthy. So I would not be shocked if Trevor Siemian has a big game this week. Let's move on to some running back options who might be able to help you. You know, some obvious guys who probably aren't available unless you're playing a real shallow local league, a Rob Kelly. Tim Hightower, you know, obviously still worth an ad, you know, getting a lot more reps, even with Mark Ingram's big game last week, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a guy that I would still add. I mean, he's definitely a speculation guy. I mean, we talked about him last week. Mark Ingram kind of took that job back. So he's definitely a guy that should be on benches right now. They're going to – looks like they're trying to, you know, stay running the football. It's a tough, tough matchup this week against Denver, but definitely one to look at.
Yeah, you saw what the Oakland Raiders were able to do. They ran for, what, over 200 yards against the Denver Broncos. So that it can happen, particularly with a, you know, kind of a power run game mentality. Let's see, some other names you might be available to add who probably aren't available unless you're in a shallow local league, Bilal Powell, Chris Thompson, with some of that turnover as a PPR option in that Washington backfield. Kenneth Dixon, we've talked about a ton of times. You know, he got some reps after the bye, but dinged himself. Should be, I think he got about a third of the reps last week. Should be on the increase. So obviously, like him as a stash guy. We've talked about him many times. So let's just move on. Chris Ivory is probably a guy who's probably available in a lot of spots, who might be available. That Jacksonville Jaguar backfield finally came show some signs of life last week. You adding Ivory?
He's definitely the guy to add, you know, over Yeldon. I mean, they definitely looked good last week against a good Kansas City team. Still not something I'm excited about. I mean, I don't think they're ever going to develop a running game in Jacksonville. That team is just a disaster right now. I would add Ivory, but he's not somebody you can start as of now, especially a real tough matchup this week against the Texans.
Yeah, honestly, a pretty light week from a free agency standpoint, particularly in deeper leagues. So not a lot to get too excited about here. Deion Lewis looks like he's practicing this week, chance to play this week, I suppose. You know, it'll be interesting to see where he's at health-wise, but, you know, obviously at some point down the line, I think Deion Lewis is going to make a substantial PPR impact now, so definitely check and make sure he's gone. Mike Gillisley, CJ ProSize, we already talked about James Starks, Capri Bibbs, any of those guys particularly interest you? I think those guys are all worth roster spots if they're out there.
Bibbs is definitely a guy that I'm adding everywhere this week. I think he has a big upside coming with, you know, Gary Kubiak clearly trusts him. And Booker has really done nothing in the last couple of weeks to take the job, obviously, since C.J. Anderson got hurt. So Bibbs is definitely a name to watch. And, again, another AA-plus matchup. And, you know, especially in daily, if you want to take a gamble, he could be a guy to gamble on because he has explosive ability and they have that matchup against the Saints. So definitely one to watch.
Yeah, you know, Booker, of course, has been a bit disappointing with after the Anderson injury. I really expected Booker to light the world on fire, and he has not. And, you know, if he has some fumbling issues or gets injured or dinged, Capri Bibbs could be a real player. So definitely worth an ad pretty much across the board in my mind. You know, getting a little bit deeper, we talked about Dewan Harris. It looked like Hyde's probably going to miss another week. So Dewan Harris is an excellent spot start this week. Definitely worth an ad everywhere. Getting a little deeper than that, you know, you start to get into more speculative guy. Paul Perkins is a guy we've chatted a lot about. Thomas Rawls, of course, probably a couple weeks off, but still could be an impact guy down the stretch. Gosh, getting real deep, you know, Ronnie Hillman, you know, played almost a quarter of the snaps last week. Jerick McKinnon looks banged up. Ronnie Hillman's got some juice. Was playing real well in the preseason and still looks like he's faring fairly well. You think he's worth an ad?
I mean, I guess, but he's not a guy that I'm really overly excited about adding. I mean, that team, again, right now is sputtering on the offensive side of the ball, clearly realizing that Sam Bradford can't win it himself. I mean, obviously no Adrian Peterson. I'm not excited about Ronnie Hillman, but I guess if you have a deep roster, he's worth the gamble.
Yeah, and getting into that kind of, you know, stash and hope kind of category, you've got, you know, the backup running backs in Oakland. You've got Alfred Blue, Wendell Smallwood, Benny Cunningham in real deep leagues. These are all ads in my mind. Alfred Morris, of course, you know, also in that category in my mind. Andre Ellington in that category. Anybody else you think in super deep formats you're looking at?
Not from the running back position, though. No.
Move on to some receivers then. You know, obvious guys. Talked about Kenny Britt. He might still be available in some local leagues. Jamison Crowder, Corey Coleman. These are all guys who should be gone in most formats. Some guys who might be available in more shallow formats. Mohamed Sanu. Kendall Wright. Rashard Matthews, even available in some of my larger, bigger leagues. So I think Rashard Matthews is a nice add this week, don't you?
Definitely a nice add. He's clearly become, besides Delanie Walker, the number one target on that team. I mean, Mariota's looking for him a good amount. I mean, scoring touchdowns, if he's available, he's probably the number one add at the position right now.
J.J. Nelson in Arizona, you know, getting a little bit deeper, should be available in some formats. Definitely a guy I like. Marquez Lee, we've already talked about, definitely, you know, should have mentioned him a little bit earlier because I think he's got an excellent spot start if Hearns is out and has some potential the rest of the way, even when Hearns comes back. So definitely a guy I like having at the back end of my receiver bench for sure. Sammy Coates, even though he's been, you know, radio silent, definitely worth a roster spot, don't you think?
He's definitely still worth a roster spot, absolutely. It's just Eli Rogers, you know, looked like he was, you know, coming on, and it's been really, really unknown right now in Pittsburgh who's going to be that number two guy. So he's definitely worth a roster spot. Hopefully one of those guys emerge soon.
Getting a little deeper at the receiver spot, Robert Woods is available in probably too many spots. Pierre Garçon, you know, getting real deep, I feel like is available in a lot of spots. And, you know, doesn't have a huge explosive upside, but can get you through some bye weeks. Same thing with Brian Quick, Dontrell Inman, Anquan Boldin, still available in a lot of spots, I'm surprised by. Just his steady, big guy. Russell Shepard's a guy who's got some upside I'm looking at adding. Eddie Royal, we've already talked about. I like him as well. Any other wide receiver adds you want to mention?
Adam Humphries is another guy that you should look at. I mean, definitely a guy that I'm not excited about too much in Tampa Bay, but they're not a good team. So they're going to be throwing the ball a lot. So Mike Evans can't catch every pass as hard as that might be.
You like him more than Russell Shepard?
I do, yeah. I think that from going forward, I think that since Russell Shepard has been banged up, didn't play last week, that Humphries, you know, will emerge as the number two option on that team behind Evans. Again, I wouldn't be crazy about it, but he's not the worst play this week.
All right. I'll bet on Shepard, but we'll see. Both those guys have an opportunity to emerge as that number two. Any tight ends? There's definitely a couple tight ends we're talking about. C.J. Fedorowicz might still be available in a couple spots. Zach Ertz finally comes out of nowhere and has a decent week. Is that a flash in the pan, or is that going to continue?
They said they're going to get him the ball. I mean, I like him this matchup again this week against, again, a high-scoring potential game against Atlanta. So it's a good matchup for Ertz. He's definitely being priced across the board that way. So I like him this week. He's definitely a guy I would use if he's available. He shouldn't be this week.
Vernon Davis worth an ad?
No.
Cameron Brate worth an ad?
I say so. I mean, he's still probably the number two target behind Evans right now. I do like Humphries, but Brate's still getting enough targets to warrant being on a fantasy team. He's not a starter, though.
You know, we never really talk about defenses, but with me kind of adding a second defense, I found that, you know, the Houston Texans were around a lot. The L.A. Rams were around a lot. The Washington Redskins were around a lot. I like them as a spot start this week. So those are the three kind of Ds that I was adding this week. Baltimore Ravens were available in a couple spots, too. Let's move on to some game reviews. Before I do that, I'll remind everybody you're listening to the BFD show brought to you by ScoutFantasy.com. Don't forget to get on over to ScoutFantasy.com to get more advice from experts like me, as well as some other real winners who win not only at league fantasy, season-long fantasy, but also on daily fantasy. So get on over there. For only $12, you'll get a month, and you'll get three free months with the promo code BFD16. That's BFD16. Let's move on to some game reviews. Who do we have tomorrow night?
Baltimore against Cleveland. I mean, not the most appetizing game to look at from a fantasy perspective. I mean, you got two teams that are just sputtering right now. Browns are playing tough football. I'm going to give you – I say it, you know, all over the place. Hugh Jackson, they're an 0-9 team, but they go out there and play hard. They don't have much talent, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but they go out there and work. I mean, they have no quarterback. They running back average. What was that?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, did you get a little background noise? I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. But the receiving core, you have Terrell Pryor and Corey Coleman, they're both explosive talents. You know, the future is bright at that position. Defensively, they have a lot of young players who are just learning the game right now. Hugh Jackson, the Browns are playing impressive football. Cody Kessler, they're going to give him a chance to the end of the season to see what they got. I don't think they got an NFL quarterback personally, but you never know with, you know, these games going down the stretch. I would start Terrell Pryor with confidence in this game. Other than that, not anybody I'm crazy about from the Browns' perspective. Ravens, Joe Flacco, A-plus matchup. If you got him, you're starting him. Mike Wallace, Steve Smith, I'm starting. Dennis Pitta, he's kind of fell off the face of the earth. Been average at best. Running back-wise, nobody I'm depending on. I hate Thursday night games personally. Terrence West, Kenneth Dixon, not two guys I'm crazy about, even against the Browns.
Would you play Gary Barnage in a if you were, I guess, desperate?
Desperate, yes. Daily, no.
Steve Smith, you think he's healthy enough to make a splash in this game, or you think you need another week?
I like him. I mean, he had a, you know, good game last week. Not a great game, but he looked like he still has that juice. I mean, like we're big Steve Smith guys, so I mean, definitely a warrior. Definitely a guy's gonna be out there on the field, you know, playing as hard as he got. I wouldn't start him with confidence, but I mean, he's definitely a guy that could make a splash. He could surprise. He might be worth like a dart if he got, you know, a roster spot. But
yeah, not on your short list for Daly though, huh?
I mean, there's a bunch, like we were talking about a bunch of other matchups I like a little bit more. I like Mike Wallace better than Steve Smith in this matchup.
Fair enough. Let's move on to Kansas City at Carolina.
Kansas City, Carolina. Cam Newton has been just getting beat up lately, and this is another defense that's going to come and hit him. I mean, that guy, I mean, he's going to be bruised up at the season's end, whether they're in the playoff hunt or not. I still like him in the matchup. Obviously, if you got him, you got to use him. He brings so much to the table. Jonathan Stewart, never would draft a guy, never excited about him. He just has no upside to me. I don't understand why they haven't found somebody else to, you know, have like a 1-2 punch with him, because to me, he's an average NFL running back. Just no excitement to me. He's a knockoff Frank Gore, in my opinion. Frank Gore brings so much more to the table than Stewart does. Receiver-wise, Kelvin Benjamin, love him. I mean, love him this week. I really do like him in this matchup. He kind of let me down a little bit last week. But I think they're going to start getting the ball more with Greg Olsen, obviously, is a must start. Kansas City-wise, Spencer Ware, must start if 100% healthy. Travis Kelce, if he got him. Outside of that, if I have Jeremy Maclin, I'm looking at other options.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree. Houston at Jacksonville.
Definitely Houston defense is definitely one that's probably my favorite in this day, especially, you know, they're obviously available on a couple waiver wires, and Daly, they're very expensive. We like to spread our money out, and defense is not the usual spot we like to spend it on, but still – the Texans defense should beat up Blake Bortles, because frankly, everybody else has been this year. I like Lamar Miller this week. Fan of him. Brock Osweiler, I'll never start him. To me, he's just he's digressed so bad from Denver. John Elway clearly was right. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins suffering, Will Fuller suffering after a blistering start. You're starting them guys, but man, if Will Fuller's a little banged up, so you got to check the injury report with him, but C.J. Fedorowicz is definitely the guy that if he's starting, obviously you got to use him because he looks like Osweiler is targeting him a lot. But, man, this is not an ugly – this we thought at the beginning of the season this is going to be one of the most exciting fantasy teams. And, frankly, it has been the farthest thing from it, even in a good matchup against Jacksonville. Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, we mentioned Marquise Lee, Allen Robinson starting to come on a little bit. All three guys are must-uses. Outside of that, Ivory and Julius Thomas, I am not using.
Would you even consider Hopkins from a daily perspective?
No, I would not even think about it. He wouldn't even be coming anywhere close to my lineup. And it has nothing to do with him.
No, I hear you. I'm just kind of thinking maybe out of the bye, they make it a priority to get him the ball, but I can't bet on that either. Denver, New Orleans,
we know about New Orleans. They're playing Denver, but they're playing at home. It should be a nice high-scoring game. Drew Brees, I don't know how all of us didn't draft Drew Brees as the number one overall quarterback with that defense. I mean, how many drafts did he just fall in? It's shocking overall exactly to see how much Drew Brees has meant to that team. Mark Ingram, you got to start him even against a tough Denver team. Brandon Cooks has really been hit or miss. Michael Thomas has been the better receiver lately. Use both of those guys in this matchup, especially if Akeem Tlaib does not play again. You know, Roby is a quality corner, but he's definitely not Tlaib. Kobe Fleener's kind of got lost lately, and I expect that to continue. Denver's, you know, linebackers are very, very good against the pass. From a Denver's perspective, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, you're not going to get a better matchup. If you got them, you got to use them with confidence. They'll be very popular in Daly this week. Outside of that, Devonta Booker is going to be a very, very highly owned guy. I like Bibbs a little bit more because Booker hasn't shown me anything. Bibbs could bring him a little bit more of an explosive, you know, in the passing game especially. So he's definitely a name to watch. This game should be another high-scoring affair in New Orleans.
Yeah, I think the only thing to add, I might like Kobe Fleener a little bit more than you do. I don't, not quite as much confidence in the Broncos running or linebackers in coverage. Might be some opportunity there because their outside is usually pretty shut down. But we'll have to check on Tlaib's health. L.A. Rams at New York Jets.
What an ugly game from a fantasy perspective. I mean, this is a game that you couldn't pay me a dollar to go see.
couple good defensive plays.
It could be two good defensive plays from a daily perspective and a weekly perspective, but outside of that, ugly. Ryan Fitzpatrick stinks. Case Keenum stinks. Todd Gurley, solid player, but Jeff Fisher's an idiot. What happened to Todd Gurley last season getting 20, 25 carries a game? Last week, I think I read a report that he got 13 carries in a game that was close. That's mystifying to me. Jeff Fisher, to me, the worst coach not named Gus Bradley and Chip Kelly in the NFL. And that's saying a lot because both of those two stink. Jeff Fisher, I'm shocked how he still has a job in the NFL. All the guy does is lose. One Music City miracle is the only thing that he can hang his hat on. Because outside of that, and getting to the Super Bowl with Kevin Dyson, you know, 1 yard away against the Rams, I don't know. I just don't – I don't see it. The Rams, Kenny Britt, I guess, is a matchup you might want to use here. From a Jets perspective, Matt Forte with Apple Al is a lot better than with him. Brandon Marshall, I let me down in every spot last week. I thought he was going to have a monster matchup and was average at best. Outside of that, man, this is tough from a fantasy perspective. I'm not going to recommend anybody here. Kenny Britt's probably my top play in this game, and that's
that's when you know you don't like the game. You know, what about secondary Jets receiver? I mean, would you go with a Nunwa at all or no?
Not with confidence, no.
Atlanta at Philadelphia.
Probably the number one fantasy matchup on the week, in my opinion. That's not homerish because I really do think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Obviously, Atlanta's just like New Orleans these days. You're using every one of their players. I mean, I'm using Sanu in this game. Julio's number one receiver. Matt Ryan. Devonta Freeman. From an Eagles perspective, Carson Wentz is definitely an under-the-radar starter. I really do like him. Darren Sproles in this matchup. Jordan Matthews in this matchup. Zach Ertz in this matchup. Definitely guys to target all around and definitely guys you should be using.
Chicago or Tampa?
Another matchup we've been talking about a lot in the show. I mean, you have Mike Evans, clear shot to use. Alshon Jeffrey, you got to use him with confidence. We mentioned Jordan Howard early in the show. He's definitely a guy that you got to use. Doug Martin, if he plays, you got to have him in your starting lineup. The Bears stink up front. Adam Humphries is not a guy, even though I recommended picking him up, not a guy I'm crazy about. We mentioned Eddie Royal. Both quarterbacks are in play here. Winston's a must start if you got him, and Jay Cutler is definitely a sneaky start if you're missing any of the guys on bye week.
Green Bay at Tennessee.
Another matchup that should be juicy from a fantasy perspective, Marcus Mariota is playing great football right now. We mentioned Rishard Matthews, DeMarco Murray. And this matchup is a very, very solid, even though that Green Bay is good against the run. Delanie Walker should have another solid game. From a Green Bay perspective, if Starks is not back, Ty Montgomery, if he's 100% and not on a snap count, is a must start the running back position, which just sounds weird because he's not a running back. Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams, got to use him. Aaron Rodgers, obviously, if you got him, you got to use him. I'm not crazy about Randall Cobb in this matchup, even if he's back. To me, there's just not enough balls to go around.
Rishard Matthews or Kendall Wright worth the play if you're desperate?
Kendall Wright is definitely a sneaky play in this game, too. Don't sleep on him either. This game could be an underrated shootout, another high over-under set at 49.5. Vegas is usually not off with these things.
Sounds like I like Randall Cobb a bit more than you do. I feel like I'm confidently starting him here. Minnesota at Washington?
Not a pretty game from a fantasy perspective, especially the Minnesota defense. They're very, very good up front. You know, Rob Kelly, should have an okay game, not crazy about it. I kind of like Jamison Crowder a little bit on the outside here, more than I do like Garcon or Jackson. I don't like Kirk Cousins in this matchup. From a Minnesota perspective, man, Kyle Rudolph is the only guy I'm recommending. Stephon Diggs should see a lot of Josh Norman. I mean, can he put up numbers? Yes, but we got to remember who's throwing the football. Sam Bradford, after a 3-0 start, 4-0 start, whatever, 5-0 start, whatever they started, it doesn't matter. He's an average NFL quarterback, and he's not leading the Minnesota Vikings anywhere. So Sam Bradford train has crashed in Minnesota, and Stephon Diggs will get his, but I don't like him in this matchup.
Are the Washington Redskins defensive spot start here, or am I off?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, because frankly, Ryan Kerrigan should run all over that offensive line who's in shambles right now. I mean, I think they're down to the third offensive tackle right now. So I think they're in play. Yeah, definitely. Josh Norman could pick one and take one to the house here because Sam Bradford does have a tendency to throw out to the other team.
Miami at San Diego.
Another good fantasy matchup. Another game I like. I mean, two defenses that are very suspect. Phillip Rivers, 100% start in this game. Melvin Gordon, the number one running back in fantasy football right now. Man, what a talent he's become. I mean, definitely just broke out with no Danny Woodhead and company. Antonio Gates, got to use him with confidence. The receiving core, I don't know. Tyrell Williams, I guess, is the top option. Outside of that, none I'm crazy about. Miami, Jay Ajayi's been a beast. I mean, top five running back right now in fantasy football, and the coach is going to feed him the ball. Tannehill is a good matchup, but I'm still not using him. He just is a stiff, in my opinion. I think it's time to give up on the Ryan Tannehill train. He's killing Jarvis Landry. I mean, I don't know. Adam Gase, I thought, was going to get Landry the ball a lot more, and it's just not happening right now. He's a hit or miss. Devonta Parker, I thought, would emerge a little bit more. This game is really hard to target player-wise, but definitely a game that could be sneaky from a fantasy perspective. I'm not going to quit. I'm not giving up on Jarvis Landry yet.
Yeah, and I think if you need to get deep, a Dontrell Inman might be okay, particularly if Hunter Henry continues to miss. I do think Hunter Henry's still a rosterable guy down the stretch here. If there's an injury to any of those guys, I think Henry really steps in. Let's see. San Francisco, Arizona.
49ers defense. Target everybody. David Johnson's probably the number one running back of the league. Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald, J.J. Nelson, John Brown. Michael Floyd's a stiff. Forget about him. 49ers, they're going to be behind, so Colin Kaepernick's relevant, I guess, in this game. Not somebody I'm excited about, though. Harris, we mentioned, if Hyde's out, I think he's a must-start. If he's available, go get him. Wide receiver-wise, it looks like Quentin Patton's becoming the favorite target of Colin Kaepernick. Again, Torrey Smith, no idea why they didn't try to move him at the trade deadline. He's really doing nothing for them right now, and they could have got at least some value back for him. Another Chip Kelly idiotic move. Cardinals should kill this game. Definitely blowout potential, so you got to watch from a fantasy perspective because this game could be over by the third quarter.
Yeah, I like that Arizona D, obviously. Coming off a bye, might be available in a couple spots. Dallas at Pittsburgh.
Don't sleep on Big Ben and the boys this week. Big Ben, Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Eli Rogers, Sammy Coates, don't sleep on them this week. I really like them in this matchup. Again, I mentioned earlier, it's probably my favorite matchup of the week. Dallas-wise, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott are all starters. Dez Bryant, Cole Beasley, Jason Witten. This should be a fun game from a fantasy perspective, especially if the Steelers start humming on offense. It could be a shootout. Don't sleep on the Steelers this week.
Love that call. Seattle at New England.
Probably a game where, Sunday night football game that everybody would want to watch. Two great teams. Probably the class of each conference right now. If you don't think Dallas is for real, New England, the best team in football. There's no questions about it. There's nobody can tell me anything different. Tom Brady's playing MVP football. I mean, Gronk, he's back. LeGarrette Blount run the football well. Julian Edelman hasn't even really done much, and they're still extremely successful. Yeah, Russell Wilson, I mean, that's just outstanding from a fantasy perspective and just an overall NFL perspective. Making outstanding catches on Monday Night Football. DJ ProSize, definitely watch. And another guy I like in this matchup a lot is Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin will be a lot of my teams.
Yeah, Rare, I'm going to thank you for the Tom Brady love, because when you were handed the MVP to Dak Prescott, and I was like, well, don't forget about Tom Brady, man. That guy's been
I'm the biggest
ridiculous.
Tom Brady fan probably in the world, but I mean, I think it's hard not to give to Dak Prescott right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. Tom Brady's been flawless, especially from a fantasy perspective. Since he's come back for that bye, I mean, literally
he
every
sure
week
has
he's been money.
I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Obviously his toughest matchup yet, but expect him to continue to roll. Cincinnati at New York Giants on Monday night.
Another game that will fly under the radar because most people don't pay attention to the Monday night game, especially when you have a lot of juicy matchups. Andy Dalton, I love in this matchup. AJ Green, I like a lot in this matchup. Prime spots for those two. Gio Bernard, Jeremy Hill, I'm not in love with either one. If I had a pick, it would be Bernard. In this game, Tyler Eifert should start rebounding a little bit more. I like him in this matchup. From a Giants perspective, Odell Beckham should be another beast game for him. He had a nice game against the Eagles last week. Sterling Shepard is in a very sneaky spot here. Running backs, not using any of them. We mentioned that. Eli Manning, not him either.
Yeah, maybe Sterling Shepard might come back to life a little bit with Cruz missing a week or two. Might be interesting to watch for. Hey, any other last-minute shout-outs for must-play fantasy daily guys or must-sit daily guys? Anybody come to mind that we haven't chatted about?
Daily-wise, this week you mentioned Brown and Ben is probably the top option quarterback-wise. Jay Cutler is the guy. Alshon Jeffrey is the guy who will fly under the radar, who I like a lot, especially with Cutler. I like Jimmy Graham against the Saints. I mean, against the Patriots. Zach Ertz in the tight end position against the Falcons. Brandon Cooks against Denver as a guy who got killed fantasy owners last week that used them as a guy I like. Jarvis Landry, don't sleep on him against the Chargers. Kelvin Benjamin, I like. Running back-wise, I mentioned Bibbs as a sleeper. Don't sleep on him. He'll be very, very under-owned. It could be a great matchup. Darren Sproles, too. Very, very cheap across the board. They're probably the top value guys I like.
Yeah, and of course, Harris, you'll probably be looking at from a daily perspective, wouldn't you?
Of course, yeah, him too.
Hey, man, I think we got to leave it there. You know, what a great show. That's it for the Week 9 show. Best of luck next week in Week 10. Again, for those who haven't, get on over to scoutfantasy.com. Join their premium service for only $12 for the month. Put in our promo code at checkout, BFD16, that's BFD16, and get 3 free months. To add on to that. And, of course, that'll carry you through the NFL playoffs. You'll get expert advice not only from me but also from all of our other great experts there who have won tons of money in daily formats as well as season-long. So get on over to Scout Fantasy and use that promo code BFD16. Best of luck, everybody, this week. Check back with us next week.
And you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds and pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let the day of the night come and celebrate. We don't have to go.